am so excited. I am so just full today as we start our Reaching for the Hem course on how to develop spiritual intimacy with our Heavenly Father. And I am so excited today. I believe that God is going to do something special in each of our lives individually as we make a personal choice to seek Him. And I really believe that, you know, because we've made that choice, you know, God talks about if we seek Him, we will find Him. And when we seek Him with our whole hearts, we will find Him. He also says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added unto you. All the things that you need and all of your needs in your life and your the things that you're going through that you need God to come through and do things for you and release you from things and financial burdens and health burdens and all those different things. When we seek first the kingdom of God, all of those things fall into place. And so I just believe that since we are coming together to seek the Lord and to reach out for the hem of His garment, that we will be made whole spiritually and physically and emotionally and mentally and financially and just in every way, every area of our lives. I believe that He's going to do that thing because He's promised that He would. You know, He said that the truth shall set you free, that you shall know the truth. You have to know it, but when you know the truth, it will set you free. And so we are going to learn some truth today. We're going to learn some truth about God being about being in a spiritual romance with our Heavenly Father, about Him being the lover of our soul, and about us reconnecting with Him as our first love, as our primary, our primary purpose. And so I just thank the Lord today. I thank the Lord for you and for your heart and your desire to learn more of Him. And I believe that He is going to come and minister to each of us as individuals, because really this course is about making God's word personal. His word isn't just for someone else. His word is for you. His word is for you. And so I want you to stop and I want you to make His word personal. As we're going through these scriptures and we're going through His promises to you, I want you to stop and make that word personal. Make it personal and allow it to just go into your heart and to build you up and to be your strength and your rock and your foundation. Okay, and so we're going to learn about God's promises for an intimate relationship with Him and how that relationship will change every aspect of your life, will give you the power that you need to live out your life. And then we're going to talk about how to develop that relationship. And so I'm excited about today's lesson and about our entire course. And I just want to stop and take a second to approach the throne of the Lord and just ask Him to come and fellowship with each of us intimately. So if you would just close your eyes and turn your attention towards heaven and turn your attention towards the throne of the Lord. Lord, we glorify you today. We praise you and we worship you because you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of our praise. We know that you love us and that it is your desire to have an intimate relationship with us, Lord. So we ask that you help us to take this time out to just focus our attentions on you, to just focus our attentions and our heart towards you, Lord. We know that you said that if we seek you, we will find you when we seek you with our whole hearts. And so we take you at your word today and we are seeking you. You said deep call us up to deep, and we know that you are calling us into a deeper relationship with you. You're calling us into the deeper things of you, Lord, and so we ask that you reveal those things to us by your Spirit, that you would speak to each of us as individuals, Lord, even throughout the rest of this week, Lord, that you will minister to each of us personally, that you will speak to each of us personally so that we can get to know you and get to know your word. We ask for a fresh revelation of your word that we learned of today, Lord, that it will be made new and fresh, that even scriptures we've heard thousands of times, Lord, that you will give us a fresh revelation of it and of what it means to us in our own personal lives. And we thank you for the breakthroughs. You said that we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. And so we are believing that we will be set free today, that bounds will be, that chains will be broken off of us, that any bondages that were on us will be broken, Lord, and that we will begin believing your word, not just hearing it, but believing it as a personal promise that have gone from your lips to our heart. And we glorify you today, and we lift you up and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you. We praise you in advance. You know, I just think it's something so special about praising the Lord in advance for what we're expecting him to do. You know, if you're expecting him to release you from something, I want you to just start praising him and worshiping him. Even right now, you know, as you're watching this video, just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for delivering me from that thing. Thank you for releasing me from it, because your word said that you would. And I want you to start believing him and praising him in the midst of your circumstances, believing that he's going to do what he's already promised in his word. And so today we're going to start off, and the promise that we're going to start off talking about is reconnecting with God and the promises in his word that he has given to us about having an intimate relationship with him. And so we're going to look at those promises today. And I've actually broken this lesson up into two parts, just in case you have a productive day planned today and you really don't have a whole lot of time to sit down for an hour or so. Maybe you just have 30 minutes. We'll just go ahead and go through the part one of this lesson and then come back later on this week and go through parts. So all the lessons will be up. They'll stay up and you'll be able to go over them as many times as you want to. But I just broke this up just because I thought it would be a little bit easier for you, as because I know we all have some schedules and we're really working to make sure that we take that time out for the Lord. So I want to make it as easy and practical for you as possible, for you to take that time out and make that commitment to really seek him. Because I know sometimes if in the back of your mind you're thinking, oh, it's going to take an hour and a half to do that, then, you know, Satan just kind of starts whispering, you don't have time. We're going to take away those excuses. We're going to break this down into some bite-sized pieces that you can go through in smaller chunks. And even if you want to stop this video halfway through, even this shorter video, if you want to stop it halfway through and just remember where you were and come back tomorrow and finish the rest of this video, do it however you feel God's leading you to do it. But just make sure that you continue to seek him and that you don't allow the cares of this world to become a distraction. Okay? So we're going to start part one of our lesson on reconnecting with our first love, our very first lesson in the school of the Spirit, as we become students of God's Word and his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. I'm trying to contain myself so I don't talk to you forever and have you sitting here forever, but I'm excited. I'm excited about what God's going to do in your life, about what he's going to do for you. This is about you. You know, it's about, you know, God's changing me. He's working on me too as I go through this, but I want you to understand that God had me do this for you. This is about you. This is about him wanting more of a relationship with you, wanting to love on you more. So I just pray that prayer for you today. I pray that God will just love on you just throughout this week, that he'll just send you little tokens of his love, and that you will recognize them as little tokens from your Heavenly Father, for them, the lover of your soul who loves you with all that he is. Hallelujah. We're going to start off today with our reflection scripture for today. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. You know, this scripture is really the foundation for this course, and that's why we're starting with this scripture. Because it is the foundation for everything that we're going to be building on. And we're using the Amplified version here because it really, I think, sheds a lot of light on the true meaning of this scripture. For my determined purpose. My determined purpose. What does that mean? That means that it's the purpose that I have determined in my heart that is mine. I have determined in my heart, I have made a decision in my heart that I'm going to live my life as if this is my purpose. As if progressively becoming more intimately acquainted with the Lord is my purpose. As if knowing him is the only true purpose that I have in my life. And everything else that I do flows out of that purpose. Everything else that I do flows out of me knowing him. So my first purpose is to know him. Your first purpose is to know him. And then everything else that you do will flow out of that relationship with him, will flow out of that love that the two of you share. But this has to be, you know, when we talk about my determined purpose, that means that it's a decision that you've made. that that's going to be your purpose. It's a decision that you've made. It's not something that that just happens, but it's an actual decision that you've made that you're going to make your purpose in life to know the Lord. And you know, it's not an instant thing. It's a progression. It says that I may progressively become more intimately acquainted with Him. So if you don't feel like you have the relationship with Him that you want today, remember that it's a progression. And He's always growing us and taking us deeper. Because deep calls unto deep. He's always taking us deeper and into a deeper level, a deeper place in Him. We're going to keep coming back to the scripture over and over again throughout this course. So I really want you to just really reflect on it and reflect on what it means to know someone. How do you know when you know that you know someone? We're going to be talking about that as well today. Hallelujah. A match made in heaven. You know, I talk a lot about the story of creation, and the reason I always go back to the story of creation is because I think that it's important to know what your intended purpose was. Okay? I think it's important for us to understand why God really created us and what our place was and what His original intent was when He created us. Because a lot of times we can get confused about what our purpose is and why we're here and why God made man. You know, did he make man and out of, you know, and just want us to just, I don't know. We get confused. We get confused about why He made us. And a lot of times we get into this idea that God made us to just be almost like the scum of the earth, you know. It's like, oh, man is just out there and he's just causing trouble and getting on my nerves, you know. And that's kind of the way that we see ourselves sometimes when we think of the way God sees us. And that's not the way He sees us at all. So we have to get back to the story of creation and why He made us so that we can understand why He really did it. You know, God created the entire world that we see and things that we can't even see. He created everything. He created the trees and the clouds and the mountains and the oceans and the most beautiful things that you'll ever see. He created all of the animals, you know, the animals that you see and the animals that we haven't even discovered yet. You know, He created the swans and the gazelles and the majestic lions and tigers and some of the just the most beautiful things that you'll ever see. And even after He created all of those majestic animals, He still was not satisfied. There was still something missing in His life. There was still a hole that He wanted to fill. There was still something missing. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all of the earth. God said that He was going to make us in His image, and in His likeness. You know, He had made all of these other animals, but He didn't make them in His image and His likeness. He reserved that for us. And then just like He had dominion over heaven, He gave us dominion over earth. You know, a lot of times we miss that and we forget that God didn't take dominion over earth for himself. He didn't take dominion over earth for Himself. He gave dominion over earth to us. And that's shown to us in His Word. So your Heavenly Father skillfully and uniquely created us in His own image, unique to man. We're the only ones that were made in His image and His likeness and filled with His Spirit. We're the only ones. Just like He had dominion over earth, over heaven, He gave us dominion over earth. And so that's a special connection that we have that no other animal, no other being has. You know, angels don't even have a place of dominion. But God gave us dominion over earth. We are made in His image. We were a match made in heaven. And you know, from the moment of man's creation, God's plan was to always was always for us to have an intimate relationship with Him. From the very beginning, that was His intent. That was His plan, was for you to have an intimate relationship with Him. not just a servant's relationship with him, but, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, you're no longer servants, but friends. And then it goes from you're no longer friends, you're no longer just servants, and you're no longer just friends, but your children, you know, your sons. So the Bible actually goes on progression. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the course. But God's plan wasn't just for us to just be servants, but to have a intimate relationship with him. And, you know, that goes back to the scripture that we talked about earlier, for my determined purpose is that I may know him. So your purpose is for you to have a relationship with him. That's why he created you, because he wanted to love you, and he wanted to love on you and know you and allow you to know him. That is your purpose. But because of Adam and Eve's mistake, because of their sin, there was a rift created within the relationship between God and man. What's a rift? It's like a tear or a rip. There was a rift, a tear, a rip created between the relationship and the relationship between God and man. And so we were separated from the presence of the Lord. Okay? And, you know, why was that rift created? Well, it was created because Adam and Eve decided that they were going to believe Satan more than they were going to believe God. And so they decided that, you know, even though God told them not to eat of the tree, they decided that since Satan said it was okay, that they were going to believe Satan's lie instead of believing the truth of the Lord. And, you know, many times we do that in our own lives, and that's why many of us are separated from the Lord, or we feel separated from the Lord, because we've chosen to believe Satan's lies instead of God's truth. You know, whether it's a lie about us not being able to connect with God. Maybe it's a lie about you never being able to be healed from depression or anxiety, or maybe whatever lie it is, you know, maybe it's a lie that you're not good enough or you're not acceptable. Whatever lie that is, that lie, because we believe that lie over God's promise, that lie now becomes a wall that separates us from the presence of the Lord. And so that's what happened in the situation with Adam and Eve, is that they believed the lie of Satan and they acted on that lie. And so that lie, believing that lie and acting on it and not believing God, that caused us to be separated from the Lord. But you know, God's love made a way. I just loved the love of the Lord. His love made a way for us to no longer be separated from him. You know, when we read about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. You know, God so loved the world that he gave. What caused God to give Jesus? It was his love for us. It was his love. It was his love that made a way. You know, if you go all the way back through the beginning of the Bible, from the New Testament all the way to Revelation, you can see God's plan. You can see God's plan. You know, he loved you too much to stay apart from you. He loved you too much to stay apart from you. Even if you, I know a lot of you that are watching this, you already have a relationship with the Lord, but you know what? He loved you too much to leave you at the level of relationship that you're at right now. He loves you too much to leave you just where you are. He wants you to go deeper. And I get excited about that. You know what? I get excited when I realize that God loves me so much that he's not even satisfied with the intimacy that I share with him now. He wants me to go deeper. No matter how deep I go, there's always another level that I can get to. Because he's always calling me and calling you to a deeper level until there's no longer two of us. There's just one. My words are his words and my thoughts are his thoughts. You know, he's calling us to a deeper relationship and a deeper intimacy with him. And he loved you too much to not be able to have that intimacy with you. And so his love made a way. He refused to let that sin be the end of your love story with him. You know, he refused to let the sin that Adam and Eve committed be the end of your relationship with him, and he refuses to let the sins that you commit and the sins that you've committed be the end of your love story with him. You know what? The book hasn't been closed yet. The book on your love story and your relationship with the Lord, it hasn't been closed yet. It's still open and God's still writing. It's not the end. He has deeper levels for you to go. He has more for you to experience in him. And that's just an exciting thing to know, that God still has more of himself that he wants to give to you, more of himself that he wants to fill you with, and more experience of his presence that he wants to give you. And that experience is what's going to break the yoke. It's what's going to set us all free from the different areas of bondage in our lives. You know, God devised a plan that will wipe man's slate clean. He devised a plan that will wipe your slate totally clean. You know, when we look at the, like I said before, when we look at the Bible from the New Testament all the way to Revelations, we can see God's plan unfolding. His plan for Jesus to come and to go to the cross and to die and to be resurrected so that we could be reunited with him. We see that from the New Testament, from the Old Testament all the way through Revelations. From the Old Testament, from Genesis to Revelations, that plan is unfolding. And so he loved you so much that he wanted to mend that broken bond between you and him. That broken bond between you and him. Remember, we're making it personal. If you were the only person that he wasn't connected to, he still would have sent Jesus to the cross. Jesus still would have went to the cross just so that he could be reunited with you, because he loves you personally that much. God with us. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. You know, Jesus came to be Emmanuel. He came to allow us to experience Emmanuel, God with us. Before Jesus, we were not able to experience God with us. But now that Jesus has come, we are able to experience God with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to get into that a little bit more as we go on. But God is with us. Jesus came to earth so that once again, God could come and live with his children. You know, we talk about Adam and Eve walking with God in the cool of the day. Well, Jesus came to earth so that once again, God could come and live with you. God wants to live with you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. This is what he says to you. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. We will come and make our home with each of them. This is a promise from the heart of the Lord. He says, I will love you, and I will reveal myself to you. And then my Father and I will come and make our home with you. That's what he's saying. He said, hey, if you love me, then I'm going to love you and I'm going to reveal myself to you. So if you don't feel like you have a fresh revelation of who God is to you and who he wants to be in your life, he's saying that if you love me, I'll not only love you back, but I'll reveal myself to you and I will come and make my home with you. I will come and live with you. Hallelujah. In your day-to-day life, God's saying, I will come and make my home with you wherever you are. You will be my temple, and I will make my home with you. I will live on the inside of you. I will be with you every step of the way, everything you go through. I'll be right there. I will make my home with you. That's what he's saying to you today. Is God with you? You know, sometimes we don't feel like God is with us. You know, sometimes we feel abandoned, we feel alone, we feel separated and confused. You know, Satan is the author of confusion. He just loves for us to be confused. And he does not want us to feel like God is with us. Even as a Christian, Satan doesn't want you to feel like God is with you. He wants you to feel abandoned and alone. But you know what? No matter how you feel, it doesn't change the truth of God's word. No matter how you feel, it doesn't change the truth of God's word. Remember earlier we were saying that Adam and Eve believed a lie. They believed Satan's lie more than they believed God's truth. So they were then separated from the presence of the Lord. You know what? Satan's lie is that God's not with you. God's truth is that he'll never leave you or forsake you. So you and your heart have to choose to make a decision of who you're going to believe. Are you going to believe Satan's lie that God's not with you? Or are you going to believe God's truth that he is with you, that he will never leave you or forsake you? That it is you who have pulled back and are separating yourself from him. So you really have to make a decision today. You know, as we're going throughout this course, if you're not going to take God at his word, it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I say to you. It doesn't matter what scripture I read to you, what promise I share with you. If you have not purposed in your heart that you are going to believe it and take God at his word, I could be saying anything and it will make no difference. Because you have to own it for yourself. You have to make a decision that you are going to believe God more than you believe Satan. And every lie that you hear whispered in your ear, that is Satan trying to deceive you. Just like he deceived Eve in the garden, that is Satan trying to deceive you to believe him more than you believe the Lord. You know, he wants you to confine your spiritual walk to religion. You know, I get all the check ticky marks in the box. I did this, I went to church, I tithed, I did this, and I did all of my obligations, but no intimacy. That's what Satan wants. He wants you to have no intimacy with the Lord, because if you have no intimacy with the Lord, you have no power. And he can trample all over you. And I, for one, can tell you that I've been there. I have been in the place where Satan was just running away with my life, where he was just trampling all over me. Why was he trampling all over me? Because I didn't have an intimate enough relationship with God, and I didn't really believe God at his word. I questioned it. I said, "Ooh, is it really for me? Maybe it's for someone else." And I just couldn't grab hold of the word for myself, because I didn't have a deep enough relationship with the Lord where I believed everything he said like it was the gospel, because it was. Satan wants you to miss out on what Jesus died to give you. And what's that? What did Jesus die to give you? He died to give you an intimate relationship with God. An intimate relationship with God. Jesus died so that you could have Emmanuel. So that you could have God with you in your everyday life. So that God and Jesus through the Holy Spirit could come and make their home with you. That's why he came, to redeem you from the curse of being separated from God. You can have that intimate relationship with God. And you know, we're going to stop right here for part one. I just want you to meditate on that. Jesus came so that you could have an intimate relationship with God. And we're going to stop part one of this week's lesson. This isn't the end of this week's lesson. We're going to stop right here just for those of you who have some time constraints. And you know, you want to come back and watch part two maybe later on this week. That is perfectly fine. You know, I want this to be practical for you and to be a way where you could just come and just be alone with the Lord. You know, if it's at 1 o'clock in the morning or whenever it is, where you just have that time of intimacy with the Lord. These videos will stay up throughout, you know, they're up indefinitely as long as you're a member of the School of the Spirit. You can keep coming back and rewatching the videos. I mean, I want this to be a place where you can come and just learn of the Lord. So this lesson will be up, and if you have some more time and you want to continue on, you feel in your heart God saying, hey, go ahead through that next video. I have some more things I want to say to you, and I want to send them to you right now. Then you just go ahead and start part two of the video. If you want to wait and come back tomorrow and do part two, it's up to you. But right now, for those of you who are going to pause, I just want to pray a prayer over you right now. Lord, I just pray that you will minister to them even throughout the rest of the day and throughout all of tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week, that you will allow your word to become real to them, Lord, that you will love on them, and that you will send your spirit to help them to get a fresh revelation of who the lover of their soul really is, so that you will give them a fresh revelation of your love for them, and that love will begin to cast out all fear. You said that perfect love casts out all fear. And so I ask that you just give them a fresh revelation of your perfect love in their life today, Lord, and that it will cast out all fear and doubt and confusion from their minds, and that there will only be you left. And so we love you, and we glorify you, and we praise you today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I will see you in lesson 2 of reconnecting with your first love, and that will be the second half of this week's lesson. God bless.